Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome on today's ALAC Subcommittee on Outreach and Engagement on Monday, the 28th of September at 1600 UTC. On the English channel, we have Dev Anand-Tilak-Singh, Jacqueline Morris, Cheryl Langdon-Orr, Maureen Hilliard, Bartlett Morgan, Seranush Vardanyan, Glenn McKnight, Ali Al-Mishal, and Daniel has also just joined us on the English channel. We don't have anyone on the Spanish channel yet. We have apologies noted from Juan Manuel Rojas and Alfredo Calderon. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Janice Lang, and Silvia Vivanco, and myself, Gisela Gruber. Our interpreter today is Veronica, so if I could please remind you to state your names when speaking, not only for transcript purposes, but to allow Veronica to identify you on the other channel, and to speak at a reasonable speed to allow for accurate interpretation. Thank you, and over to you, Dev.
Thank you. This is Dev Anand speaking, and thanks, Gisela. And thanks, everyone, for attending this call. Let's go right into it. To review our... And of course, if anybody wishes to add any other business, please post it in the chat. But let's just go through our review of our outreach items from the last call. There were two items. World Blood Break was to confirm whether the URALO member on the crop RT will be Yulia Moretz. And Yulia has confirmed, and she's also part of the of both this outreach and an engagement working group, and also the crop RT member. Second action item was that World Blood Break will seek a co-chair from URALO, from the ALAC-S subcommittee on, this subcommittee, and if no candidate is identified, Wolf would serve. Wolf, I did see that Olivier was mentioned as a possible candidate, but just to confirm, has he actually formally confirmed with you? I'm just thinking, is Wolf on the call? No, he's not, is he?
Dev Giesler here. No, Wolf is not on the call, so I will follow up with him and confirm. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, then let's move ahead now to the review of the outreach strategies. The strategies were presented on our last call, and some comments were received and updated. And by the following week, the strategies were approved by this working group and for submittal to the relevant GSE, regional GSEs. So let's just ask Daniel, can you give us an update on AFRALO strategy? Have you gotten a response from GSE staff?
I haven't yet got a response. Hello? Can you hear me well?
Daniel, we can hear you. Hello? Go ahead.
Okay, great. Yes, this is Daniel. I haven't yet got a response from the GSE, and I don't know what exactly is happening. Probably they need to follow up together with Dev, such that we can have the Apollo strategy certified.
Okay. All right. Well, this is Dave. All right. Let's just, and perhaps what I can do is probably ask other persons, like perhaps Janice can also be involved in order to ensure that we get a response from the relevant GSE. So let's see. So the action item then, Daniel, myself, and Janice, working with Janice to get an update on the AFRALO strategy. Okay. Very well. Okay, so let me just also talk about the LAC-RALO strategy. Thanks, Daniel. This is Dave again. Regarding update on LAC-RALO's outreach strategy, we did receive comments from Rodrigo de la Parra, which gave broad approval. There were three comments made. One was that they look forward to seeing the events being captured on the calendar, they were looking to work with us on that. Second, they wanted us to note that some elements of the LAC strategy that focuses on outreach. For example, there are two additional trips which are similar in purpose to the CROP in FY15 that is geared for the LAC region. So I did update the outreach strategy accordingly, and also to ensure that once we have broad circulation and support from LAC RALO. And some comments and some responses were posted on the LAC RALO list. I'll be posting this more formally later today on the outreach strategy. One of the other things that I do want to mention is that I also worked up a sort of spreadsheet to survey persons and organizations in countries without ALSs. And I see Gisela is about to upload those images right now. I just thought I would just do a screenshot just to show what the idea is here. So in LAC RALO, we have 13 countries with no ALSs. And what I did, I created a spreadsheet so that, and you may have to scroll down to see it, with all of a sheet for every single country. So you have all of the 13 countries, Antigua and Barbuda, Bahamas, Belize, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And on each of those sheets, we will have like contact links in each of those sheets. For those who want the links to the actual images, it's on the agenda page. So there's a second image, and I guess I'll let Gisela just upload that image quickly.
So.
Right, and this is what I have for each of the countries, and of course it's blank right now because we've only now started. But essentially we have like several columns. Who have the person that's submitting the information, the name of the person, email address, phone number, the organization he or she may be from, website, and social contacts, whether they have a Twitter or Facebook account or LinkedIn or whatever. So the idea would be that we'll have this is on every single sheet for each country. And we will, and collaboratively, the LAC RALO members in this working group will now collaboratively edit this document, and so we could share all the various contacts that we could find that could be potential at-large candidates. Ah, Wolf, your hand is raised. Go ahead.
Thanks, Dave. Wolf Ludwig, Fossil Records. I just have a question for clarification. Because regarding the spreadsheet to survey persons without ALSs, what means floating individuals, etc. At the URALO level, this is meanwhile done by the URALO individual associations. So I'm not keeping track about our floating European individuals anymore, as I did until the ALS, the individual URALO Individuals Association was created and certified. Meanwhile, all these individuals are more or less assembled in the individual association, and for the time being, it's Roberto Gaetano who is in charge of it and who is doing a good job on this. Therefore, I do not collect any information about any further. If I bump into somebody, I simply refer him to Roberto. As far as organizations is concerned, As noted in our strategy, we use a couple of events over the year for our outreach activities, and we have some potential candidates, organizations in mind, but it would be extremely difficult here for the magnitude of 48 European countries on a per country level to note or map potential candidates. So this is in the European context on a country by country level simply not feasible.
I see. Okay, this is Dave. Thanks for that, Wolf. Well, for us, it's for Lakralo, I mean, it's 13 countries and. So we thought that is probably a manageable group to try to see if we can find and catalog persons and organizations. And just to answer Maureen's question, yes, we are trying to identify two things, both individuals as well as groups. Because one thinking is that if you identify enough individuals that are involved in internet governance and ICT issues in their local fora or in other fora such as the IGF and so forth, we can then contact those individuals and find out, well, are you all willing to self-organize into a group that can comment on ICT and IG issues locally. So that's the idea. Or perhaps encourage them to, you know, talk about ICANN and perhaps go into get a fellowship and so forth. So that's the idea. Glenn, go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to make a comment on this spreadsheet. I could see what you're doing in terms of outreaching to non-representative countries, but the other approach one could take is community of interest rather than community based on geolocation. So if you have organizations in civil society which span countries but have particular community or constituents of a common interest. For example, we attended the not-for-profit sector, IT sector conference the last 2 years, and particularly we were interested in dealing with people dealing with the issues of the people with disabilities. So that was a particular drilled-down focus group that we wanted to reach. But in addition to that, it had 3,500 not-for-profits, and they also were sponsored by PIR, and so they were interested in internet governance. So it was a very targeted approach in terms of people who would have interest, rather than just talking to people at a cocktail party that have no interest at all. So the IGF, obviously, is a great targeted group, and it you may find in some countries you could have lots of representatives, lots of interest. In other places, it'd be extremely difficult. We've tried for 3 years now because we have 15 islands in the South Pacific with our U.S. territories for North America. It's absolutely useless trying to get someone, despite some generous help from Maureen. It has been absolutely unproductive reaching out to those islands, particularly American Samoa, which has the highest rates for internet connectivity for broadband. You would think there would be an interest, but it's how much effort do you put in order to get an individual, and the question is how do you cultivate that relationship, because they're so detached from our region, because they're more really aligned in time zone and culture to AP Rello.
Okay, thanks, Len. And it's a good idea. I think what we're trying to think of is, like, you know, how to divvy up the work and trying to find persons. So right now, if you look on that first page, I kind of, that we've now allocated persons to look at each of the individual countries in the LAC region without at-large structures. And again, it's because, I guess, in our region, it's probably easier to have split it up by country. But I think having some sort of finding groups of interest that are based on interest, like accessibility, for example, it probably is also another useful approach. And that could probably be a better approach for, say, Uralo or for AP Uralo, because they have obviously so many numerous countries and territories.
Dave?
Okay.
Dave, Cheryl here. Can I put my hand up?
Okay, Cheryl, go right ahead.
Thank you. Sorry, I'm trying to buy another day's worth of internet access so I can get into the Adobe Connect room, but the gremlins are fighting me yet again. I apologise for that. I think the idea of the way we're looking at the spreadsheets, but carving them into different ways, such as Glenn suggested, is an excellent one. So what I'd do is take a tab approach. Let's do a by country, a by community of interest, and also by sub-regions, which are not necessarily the way that the ICANN geo regions are currently carved up. We do hope that we will have the geographic regional review work completed at least by Marrakesh. And of course, that will give the opportunity for a period of self-determination for some countries which are time zone and geolocality-wise in very odd places, and that's going to help us as well. So I take a tab approach. So we could almost have a hyperlink drill-down system where, you know, if you go by country and you go into a particular area, you can feed out into perhaps even what sectoral interests or special interest groups exist as well. So let's carve it as many ways as we can. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. That's a good idea. I should say that also for the LAC strategy, the goal is also to find other stakeholders, like CCTLDs that are not in the CCNS. So GAC members, governments that are not in the GAC, et cetera, et cetera. So this kind of approach is probably also going to be done for the LAC strategy as well. But it's an excellent idea. Thanks for that. Okay, well, I spent more time on the LAC wireless parts than I intended. My apologies. Let's just quickly go to a quick update from Uralo. Wolf, has the strategy been shared with Jean-Jacques Sahel, and any feedback from him?
Yes, it has been shared with him, but I have not seen any particular feedback, but as we have discussed so many times about this, I guess you can consider it as approved. And we said it's a document about work in progress, and we will rediscuss it in Dublin. We have a European coordination meeting, and it will be part of the discussion in Dublin again. Therefore, for the time being, as it is now, I think you can consider it as approved.
Okay. All right. This is Dave. Thanks for that, Wolf. If Jean-Jacques Sahel could actually just respond so that it's you know, we have something for the record that he has approved it. Because I also note that, you know, this is not, hasn't been put on the wiki itself, which either you or Yulia should be doing, to actually put it on the wiki, on the CROC wiki, I should say, when I say the wiki, the CROC wiki, and then Jean-Jacques Sahel can be asked to look at this wiki page to comment on it. Okay,
but,
so
yeah.
I guess that's an action item for you. For you to follow up with. Okay. All right. thanks.
Let's see.
Okay, so let's just quickly just get to any updates from NoRalo or AP Ralo, and I just want to ask just a short update now this time, since it's... Is there anybody from AP Ralo or NoRalo want to report anything? Sirnush, go ahead.
Hello everyone, can you hear me?
Yes. Hi Sirnush, yes we can.
Am I hearing Maureen?
Yes, no, you go Sirnush.
Sirnush, this is Dave. Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, thank you. Hello everyone, this is Sirnush for the Kurt. Just a brief update on AP Ralo outreach activities. We recently started with the suggestion of Dev starting outreach calendar, AP Ralo calendar, and asked our LSs to provide input, because there are a lot of activities going on ALS level, and many of us are not aware. And quite honestly, we didn't expect that so many ALSs will come back with so many activities to be posted in our calendar, those which are connected with ICANN, IGF, or in general internet issues. And one of the major activities which is highlighted in our outreach strategy to work with universities came out that it's already started by different ALSs, like by Hong in China, by Amir and Fuad in Pakistan. So we asked and received a lot of feedback, and I think that this outreach calendar is quite a good start for getting people involved and feeling that they are a part of this strategy implementation. And related to our strategy, we already started communication with our VP from Cook Islands. I just recently sent an email to Save to find out what kind of activities are planned to be implemented during Apricot, which is one of the major events in the region, and are waiting for the response to see how we can match AP Ralo activities with ICANN activities. So that's much from my side.
Thank you, Sirnush. Thanks for that. And it's very good to see that the outreach calendar is being used quite effectively. Glenn, yeah, and his ways.
Sure, thanks. Yes, we completed our strategy with feedback from the community. We sent it to our North American VP. We had feedback. The one change we're doing because of logistics is the South by Southwest. It just doesn't work well in terms of attendance due to the fact that it's immediately conflicting with the ICANN Morocco. Marrakesh event, so we'll be replacing that one. As far as I'm concerned, I think that's all the feedback they gave, and I believe they've approved it. Secondly, we've also gave feedback on the calendar events of the capacity building document that was, I believe, due today on the various events from each of our regions. So we did an extensive with feedback from Garth and Judith on various events month by month, which were more targeted to civil society. And so that has been submitted and given to staff as well. That's it.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, Glenn. Okay. Okay, seeing no further questions or comments. Okay, great. It's good to see that this hurdle for outreach strategies has been, I won't say overcome, but it's now some great progress made on these outreach strategies. And now we have to look at now implementing these strategies going forward. Okay, so let's move on to our next agenda item. And the next agenda item is the review of our Atlas II recommendations. The Atlas II had various recommendations that were allocated to the Outreach and Engagement Working Group. And I thought we should probably spend some time to go through these outreach and engagement items. And in doing so, we'll probably be able to tackle some things such as the beginner's guide and the civil society engagement document that Glenn mentioned earlier. So I see Ariel, who is our key person involved in the Atlas implementation. Ariel, perhaps you could just share your screen, and so you could just scroll and see the various recommendations for outreach and engagement.
This is Ariel Leon for the record. I have some tech issues sharing my screen, but you can start, and I'm going to figure it out when you're talking.
Okay, well, let me just post the link for the Atlas II recommendation so persons can see. Okay, lovely. Okay, so let's go right into it. So recommendation one, ICANN should continue to support outreach programs that engage a broader audience in order to reinforce participation from all stakeholders. So this has been, what we noted on previous calls was that there are programs such as the fellowship, and there's also the next gen programs. And one of the comments was that the next gen, there doesn't seem to be as much interaction from next gen in the at-large meetings. So perhaps we would like to perhaps meet with the persons that are involved with the next gen program, and this could probably take place during the Dublin meeting. Perhaps somebody from staff can confirm this. Let's see if we could organize to meet with the staff persons involved with the Next Gen program at the outreach and engagement meeting in Dublin. So, okay. Hi, Heidi. Yeah, you could answer this. Thanks.
Hi.
Go ahead.
This is Heidi, and I also see Janice is on the call, who works with Jeff Dunn, who works with the Next Gen. So, yes, definitely. We will be inviting Sally and her GSE vice presidents to the Sunday session in Dublin, and I'm sure that we will also be including Nora, who's actually confirmed, and I'm sure for Nora's session that she'll be bringing her team, including Jeff and Janice, to that. And then, yes, for the meeting of the Subcommittee on Outreach and Engagement in Dublin, we can certainly invite Jeff and Janice as well. Thank you, Jeff.
Okay. Excellent. So, okay, thanks you, Heidi. So do you need to mark this as an action item, or is it already done?
This is Heidi. Janice.
To write to Jeff. I see. Yes, I'm now seeing the chat as well. Excellent. Okay, so I guess it is a done. Okay, so excellent. Thanks for that. Any other thoughts or comments regarding recommendation one that the outreach and engagement working group should be doing? So we're meeting with the fellowship and next gen programs to see at the outreach and engagement meeting in Dublin. There'll also be an opportunity to speak to the GSA team on the Sunday session at Dublin as well. Going twice? Okay. All right, so let's move ahead then to the next recommendation, which is recommendation two, which is that ICANN should increase support to programs having brought valuable members to the community. Are there any particular... So what we had done before on this recommendation, we identified various programs that have brought members to the community. The leadership training, Next Gen, fellowship, CROP, regional strategies, strategic plans may also have contributed to have outreach components in them. Language services brings in more persons that are able to follow in their language. Online courses such as the ICANN Learn. So I don't know if there is any additional things that should be noted or tracked or mentioned by the subcommittee. Oh, I'm sorry. Heidi, your hand is raised. Go ahead.
Sorry, that was an old hand. I'll put it down.
Was that an old hand? Oh, okay. Okay. Sorry about that. Anything that we need to add to this meeting? One of the things that's going to be happening during the Dublin, again, we could probably, this possibly falls under the meeting we'll have with NextGen and Fellowship. We could probably talk about, is there a way to get more at-large persons involved in those programs? Potential at-large persons, as I say, involved in those programs. Glenn, your hand is raised. Go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to verify that there's a Urelo showcase in Dublin. If so, will the Urelos have actual tabletops to talk to guests that might be potential ALSs that are at the event?
Well, this is thanks, Glenn. This is Dave. I don't think that is the case, but I guess let me ask Wolf to make a quick intervention on that point. To confirm or deny that.
Thanks. Thanks, Steph, for the floor. It's Wolf Ludwig for the records. Glenn, as we have repeated, I think, dozens of times in the past, we do not organize any showcase because the showcase format is not appreciated among our members at all. So we will have a networking and an outreach event after the General Assembly co-organized or coordinated with Jean-Jacques Sahel, but it will not be a showcase. There will be no show at all. It is just an opportunity for networking and outreach. Does this answer your question, Glenn?
Okay, so you're having something. Since you've told me dozens of times, you won't have a showcase, but there'll be a networking session.
A networking session, correct? Yes, but no showcase at all.
Okay, so which is one and the same. You're just calling it something else. All I'm saying is there an opportunity for representatives from the other RALOs to be there to answer questions for people who are interested in our RALO or other RALOs. Is that correct?
Well, of course, this is not a closed event. To my memory, whenever there was a showcase by a RALO in the past, other people or members of other RALOs were always welcome or even encouraged. That will be the case for our networking event in Dublin as well. And we will particularly invite via ISOC Europe. I talked with the director of ISOC in Europe, with Frederick Donk, last week in Brussels. And he will circulate a special invitation for European ISOC chapters who will be present in Dublin to come and show up for our networking event. So this is the main cause, okay, and the main purpose for the whole thing.
Okay. Thanks, Wolf and Glenn. This is Dave again. So let's see, Maureen, you have your hand raised. Go ahead.
Thank you, Dave. This is Maureen for the record. I just wondered, now that we've identified a list of programs, it does sort of like ask for suggestions on ways in which support will be required for these particular programs. How are we proposing to address the support issues that we sort of like would like addressed for each of these programs that we've identified? Thank you.
Thanks, Maureen, and it's a good question, actually. I was getting right to it. So so what we can do is that if we have identified specific programs or specific add-ons to the existing programs that need to happen, we could probably submit that as a budget request for FY17. So it's something for this working group to really perhaps identify such a possible budget request so that it could be submitted in time. Usually, and I believe there's going to be a discussion with Xavier at the Dublin meeting. So the specifics of how that can be done could be asked at that point. Okay. Does that answer your question, Maureen? Okay, great. All right, excellent. So let's see. Seeing you. Oh, go ahead, Maureen.
No, I was just going to say that should we not sort of like have a group of people sort of like look working on each of these issues so that we're a little bit more prepared when we actually speak to Xavier?
This is Dave. I'm thinking yes. So let's see. So perhaps the co-chairs, let's see if the co-chairs, rather than try to figure out who can do what, perhaps let's have the co-chairs look at who can work on the various programs and come up with some key ideas for each of these programs. All right, so let's, because I don't think we'll have time to work on it on this call. But it's a very good point, Maureen. Thanks. All right. Excellent.
Deb, sorry, this is Heidi. I'm sorry, I couldn't quite get to put my hand up quick enough.
Okay, no problem. Go ahead, Heidi.
Could I just comment on that? I wonder if we could invite the co-chairs of the OND subcommittee to the upcoming regional secretariat meeting so we could get both the regional leaders as well as the co-chairs of the subcommittee and ONE to discuss what possible fiscal year 17 special requests might be useful for the RALOs as well, you know, within the context of the OND strategies.
This is Dave. I'm thinking yes. That sounds like a very good idea. When is the RALO Secretariat's meeting, roughly? What time? What's this week?
I'm going to Gisela or Terry. Do you happen to have that information at hand?
Gisela here, Deb. Gisela here. Yes, the regional secretariat's meeting is Tuesday, the 29th of September at 1800 UTC.
Okay, well, I don't think we'll have everything prepared in time, but at least, yes, we could raise the awareness of coming up with appropriate FY17 special requests. And
okay.
Perhaps the co-chairs can work between now and then. And to try to see if we could identify, how we could identify certain possible projects.
So,
and maybe we could take it to the list, mailing list. Thanks. Okay, go ahead.
Just really quickly. This is Heidi again. I know that Wolf was on the call, and then he is this time's chair of the regional secretariat. So I didn't mean to step on his feet in terms of the agenda, but. Maybe we could just add that just for a few minutes of brainstorming to get the ball rolling. Thank you.
Okay. This is a good idea. Thanks, Heidi. Okay. All right. Thanks for this. Okay, so we have some work to do on recommendation 2. All right, let's go ahead because I know we have several other recommendations. I want to get to this and talk about engagement strategies. Recommendation 12 was the next one, and that is in collaboration with at-large structures, ICANN should have put in place campaigns to raise awareness and extend education programs across underrepresented regions. Okay, so what's going to be happening during this for this recommendation, the CIST will be meeting with the ALAC during the ICANN 54 meeting, so we want to ask them what types of what are they doing to address this recommendation. But there's nothing to say that we in the outreach and engagement subcommittee can put together some ideas and proposals in order to make suggestions to the GSE, team. Any thoughts or comments on this aspect? So what the outreach and engagement subcommittee should try to do or work on? Okay. Seeing once, going twice. Okay, seeing no further updates on this. Okay. So, all right. Let's move then again to the next recommendation, which is recommendation 21. This is to encourage public campaigns on using the Internet for education, information, creativity, and empowerment. What we have noted was that this recommendation wasn't really in ICANN's core mission and value. We could probably collaborate with other organizations or groups, but not really spearhead these programs. On the social media working group call last week, we identified that, you know, ICANN itself has various resources that can become public campaign topics. For example, let me just post a link here, for example, on security issues, on safety guides, and so forth. And we could leverage those resources that's happening in the other ISTAR organization, ISOC, the RIRs, etc., and then reshare those public campaigns. Heidi, your hand is raised. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
You may be muted, Heidi.
Yes, I am muted. Thank you so much. This is Heidi for the record. Again, Nora will be joining the ALAC in Dublin. She has confirmed and she has been informed of this and other relevant Atlas II recommendations and is very happy to be able to address these and see if we can move these forward. Thank you.
Yes. Oh, okay. Thank you for that. Any other comments or observations from this working group on recommendation 21? Once, going twice. Okay. Let's then move ahead to recommendation 38, which is ICANN to ensure that its beginner's guides are easily accessible. And actually, I noticed that there's been some work on a beginner's guide for new ALSs, a beginner's guide to at-large structures, I believe, is the beginner's guide that's being worked on by staff. Can someone from staff talk about, just introduce this topic?
Ariel, this is Heidi. Go ahead if you feel free to do that.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, Ariel.
Okay, great. My Adobe Connect is not working very well today, so I just want to make sure. I'm going to paste this link in the chat. So from staff side, we took the initiative to review some of the content on this beginner's guide to at-large structures, and we did a number of revisions ranging from the text to links and graphics. And so we posted this redline version on the link that I, on the wiki page, and I just pasted the link in the chat, and then if the members of this working group can take a look at it and then give us some input, we will greatly appreciate it. And our goal is to publish a revised version in Dublin in the PDF form. Even though the PDF may be easier to produce, we still need a couple of weeks just to make sure we can get this in time for the communications department to reflect those changes. So, and I also sent an email to the mailing list, and you can also check the this page via that email later on. In terms of comments, I think maybe the best way is to put your comment in the comment box in this wiki page, and then we can keep track. And if you'd like to send us more substantive comment, you can directly send an email to staff were just sent to me, both will work. Heidi, do you have any additional comments on this?
This is Heidi. If we could please have a deadline of any additional comments, at least for the one that we're going to be showing in Dublin by the 5th of October, that would be great, because we'll be needing to send it to our comms team to get it formatted and add some new photos, et cetera. So the earlier the better. Really, I do take this opportunity to ask that you do take a look at it. I think that Ariel and Natalie have done a fantastic job on updating it. We've had staff edit it as well, add comments. So now it's really in your hands to make it the guide for you and the at-large community. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, thanks, Ariel. This is Dave. Thanks, Ariel and Heidi. I see that the deadline of October 5th has been added to the page already. There's a question here from Remy asking a question here. Is there any specific reason for highlighting the structure as part of the corrections?
I can answer that question. This is Ariel speaking. So we are changing the title of this beginner's guide to beginner's guide to the members of at large, because structure is there a big majority part of the at large community, but then we also have independent members in Uralo and Naralo, so we don't want to isolate them or didn't cover them. So that's why we're changing that. And I hope I understand your question clearly in that sense.
If I could just add just a little bit of more of a historical reason, for this. Again, one of the recommendations that came out of the first or the last at-large review was that all RALOs were to move toward developing rules for including individuals. So Neuralo currently does have that. Uralo has an ability for ALSs, for individuals to join an ALS just for individuals. And the other RALOs are developing rules. So in the expectation that the other RALOs will continue to make progress on this and have rules for individuals, we're developing this guide to already include individuals. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, thanks, Heidi. This is Dave again. Remy just had a quick follow-up question to that. Comment, I should say. Some of the graphics are a little behind, and do we have plans to updating them? They should tell the current status of the at-large structure. So
this is Ariel Liang again, for the record. We do have an updated graphic for the whole community structure, and that was reflected in the previous outreach and engagement trifold that we designed and distributed in ICANN53, so that new graphic will be reflected on this guide. And then also ICANN-wide, Heidi can probably comment on that too, is ICANN also produce a new ICANN structure infographic, and that will also be included in this guide. And another thing I want to clarify is that we're doing mostly cosmetic change to this guide because, as you're aware, we're building a new at-large website, and a lot of content in this guide can be repurposed on that website. And then it will be much easier in the future to update those kind of content on the website than on this PDF document, and take a lot of time just to going through these changes, and it's not very kind of efficient for updating. So we're doing limited cosmetic change here, and then more changes will come when we have the site up and running, and then we can put those content over there. I'm not sure what Remy is asking about the current status of the ALSs. I believe that is more like something we can find on the website rather than on the beginner's guide, because our ALSs status could change very quickly, like if we get a new application. So it will be impossible to change the guide every time we get a new application. I hope that I answered the question.
Thanks, Ariel. This is Dave. That's also a final comment on, you know, using more time than we wanted. But just another comment from Glenn that we discussed that this guide could be converted to an e-book. And, well, perhaps Glenn could take the floor quickly. I assume you mean something like an EPUB type of document?
Yeah, the e-book project, which is funded with this fiscal period, is to create an e-book, and we discussed that one of the best ways to provide another modality rather than website or a print material or PDF and convert one of the beginner guides. So as soon as this is done, we can look at conversion with Caliber with staff. So Heidi has assigned staff with communications on that. So the question is, when do we see this in final form, because we don't want to send drafts for the conversion?
Okay. Heidi, your hand is raised. Go ahead.
Yeah, a couple of points. This is Heidi for the record. So this is, again, in the past, beginner's guides were in PDF as well as print form, including all UN, the six UN languages. But we found that that is very prohibitive in terms of cost, and then in terms of the time that it takes to update it. So we're moving forward now on having these beginner's guides only in PDF form, which means that we can update them more often. So that is one benefit, is that we can read, or in a way you can think of them as a dynamic living document, because we will be able to update them more often than in the past. In terms of the e-books, just a note that this document is approximately, I'm going to say between 14 and 20, I think it's 24 pages, which would make it a bit prohibitive in terms of cost turning it into an e-book on the current project that we have going. So, Glenn, as we move along with your project, that's something we need to consider on as well. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Heidi. This is Dave again. I think a question that Remy had asked and that Ariel has answered regarding the ALS maps. So, any other additional thoughts or comments on this beginner's guide? So the wiki page is up already. So persons can please, so let's please review it and make our comments by October 5th. Go ahead, Ariel.
This is Ariel speaking. So just to answer Remy's comment about why the guide is in a PDF form, unfortunately we have got the PDF form to begin with to start this work on, and we are mainly doing cosmetic changes, so that will be easier for the communications department to look at the document and reflect the changes very fast. So that's why we don't have a Google Doc or Word Doc for this document. But the PDF will enable a fast change when we deliver our red line to the communications department. And thank you very much for doing this work, and I really appreciate all your input in this.
Great. All right. Thanks for that, Ariel. This is Dave again. Okay, let's see. We are going to definitely run over ahead of time. Let me see. What was the other recommendation? The last recommendation was actually recommendation 40. I should say that I'm not sure what there's anything to add to this. Just to say what recommendation 40 quickly is, ICANN should offer a process similar to the CROP program, but applicable, to short lead time budget requests not related to travel. So the idea behind this is that, and if you recall, at the last ICANN meeting, a lot of time was spent during the ALAC and ICANN board discussions on the challenges that a person had to get funding to get a visa, and that traveler was not able to get the funding to get the visa and therefore was not able to attend. And, you know, there was support expressed that, well, perhaps there needs to be some sort of short-term funding to assist community members. So, there is a kind of, I think, understanding by the board that perhaps some sort of short-term funding mechanism needs to happen for these types of contingencies that happen. It also allows us to have at-large funding for specific types of funding, like special requests, possibly for outreach, that could be applied for. Instead of waiting for one moment of the year, usually the beginning of the year, and somehow having knowledge of an entire year's work, events in advance, planned out and everything, and to be able to apply at the beginning of the year, we could have something that if an event is organized within a very short time, within 3 months, say, as an example, we can apply for some short-term funding for particular outreach purposes or for that short-term event. So I don't think there's anything to add to this from the outreach and engagement group on this topic. Feel free to do so. I know we will go over time, but it's important to get our inputs and to ensure that these recommendations are handled properly. Going once, going twice, going thrice. Okay, well, seeing no comments on this, excellent. So we've completed at least some reporting there on the Atlas II recommendations. And I know we're going to probably step up about a few minutes beyond time, and I don't want to take too much time because this call is interpreted. But I do want to take a few minutes just to quickly look at the ideas for engagement. So the ideas for engagement strategies. So let me just post a link in the chat. And so just to talk about some of the ideas here is that a lot of focus has been on outreach, but what this working group is to look at engagement strategies as how do we get existing persons involved in our at-large activities or work. So, Maureen, Glenn, you raised your hand first. Go ahead. You may be muted, Glenn. This is Dave.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. One of the things that Sylvia, myself, and Judith talked about last week, because we did an analysis of our attendance record and voting patterns, we felt that especially the new ALSs in the past year or 2 years need to be reached out and have a friendly webinar so that they can ask any question on any element rather than prescribed topic. So we're going to organize some webinars for the, I guess you would call them, less active ALSs that we found that we want to engage them and encourage them. And perhaps if we can raise their awareness level, reduce their anxiety levels, that we may get some individuals that will be more active. So that's one of our strategies.
Okay. Thanks, Glenn. Maureen had an interesting idea. Is that I don't know, Maureen, you want to just quickly take the floor just to explain your ideas, and mindful of the time, are you able to just take the floor and just go through your suggestions for engagement strategies?
Probably not to go through them, but just to sort of like make a comment that. I think that as part of our outreach discussions and that, there have actually been quite a few ideas that have come through outreach in relation to the next meeting, meetings that we're having, especially meeting B next year. There have been quite a lot of outreach activities which can actually be transformed into engagement activities, and I think that the initiation of the website, the the beginner's guide and the different ways in which we can present the beginner's guide, as Glenn has suggested. I think that all these, I think we've got to be looking at multiple ways of presenting ICANN and what we do, and to, you know, to make them so that they're applicable to the different types of communities and individuals that we have. So engagement means a lot of different things to different people, so we've got to be a little bit mindful of that. And, of course, it's progress, you know, still in progress. Thank you.
Thanks, Maureen. All right. Well, I know we're going beyond the hour, and I'm mindful of the interpreters. Glenn, you have a very quick response to this, or something? I see your hand raised. That's why I'm asking. Okay, we'll hand. Okay. I want to make sure that perhaps we can allocate more time to this engagement topic or engagement ideas or things we could possibly do in order to foster engagement by our existing ALSs. Let me ask a question here. Should we have another outreach and engagement call, say, next week? Or do we want to just have that discussion at the Dublin meeting? Cheryl, I see your hand raised. Go ahead.
sorry. Excuse me, I went to speak and I had no voice. Cheryl Langdon, all for the record. Dave, being very selfish, I would like to see us do it at the Dublin meeting.
Right.
The workload for those of us involved in some other activities in ICANN over this since this last couple of days have just gone past here in Los Angeles has in some cases quadrupled. So I would very much like to be on the Dublin side.
Very well. And I think what we can do is ensure that the Dublin meeting has some more time allocated to this rather than, say, just reporting on, say, the Atlas II recommendations. So, okay. So I think Dublin, I think Glenn also put a move to having a conference call. Let's see. Glenn says Dublin. Okay. Well, I think that... sorry, Remy. I saw your hand raised. It has to be a very brief intervention because we're going beyond time. Remy, you may be muted. Or if not, type the question in the chat. Okay. Okay. All right. Well, again, mindful of the time, Remy. I'm sorry, but we're going to have to end the call now because it's now 5 past the hour, and it is interpretation here. So it's not a simple thing to extend beyond. I think most of the chat questions have said Dublin. So let's do indeed have some time on the Dublin face-to-face meeting to talk about engagement strategies.
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. All right. Okay, I would like to thank everyone for attending this call, and we do have, please contribute to the wiki pages that's out for comment and on the mailing list before Dublin, and I'd like to thank everyone for attending this call. Take care. Good afternoon, good evening, good night to everyone. This call is now adjourned.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks, staff. Bye.
All right, thanks. Take care.
Thank you, everyone. The meeting has been adjourned and the audio will now be disconnected. Thank you for joining today's call, and we look forward to seeing you in Dublin.